The Big Picture on Jobs.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We are just a couple hours away from the most important economic indicator of the month, the June employment report from the Labor Department, which will tell us how many jobs were created in the U.S. last month and whether the unemployment rate has budged from 8.2%. But of course, while today's numbers offer us a snapshot, they won't give us the long-term trend. And for that, we've got wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark with one trend that's shaped like a U.
By U-shaped, economists mean high and low-skilled jobs have been doing okay since the 1990s.
It's the middle that has seen the weakest demand.
That's economist Gary Bertlis with Brookings. Imagine an office building, maybe one you're headed to right now. Demand for a job like janitor Maynor Padilla's, who I found rummaging for a ladder in a supply closet, demand for his kind of low-skilled, low-wage job has been good.
Has there been any cuts to the cleaning staff here?
No. That's good.
As Bertlis, the economist, explains,
you can't do it long distance from Shanghai.
And up in the corner offices, high-skilled, high-income jobs are doing just fine, too. It's the middle-level jobs, things like manufacturing and, to stick to our office metaphor, tech and customer support that have been disappearing to places like India.
Thank you for calling the leader in PC support. My name is Harry. How may I help you?
And to robots.
I'd like to look up your information.
And economists say no one really knows how long this U-shaped economy might last. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.
Well, following last week's big Supreme Court ruling on health care, states have a choice about whether to expand their Medicaid programs, which provide health care to the poor. And a number of them, including Florida, Louisiana, and South Carolina, say they won't. That's worrying for hospitals, as Dan Gorenstein reports from New Hampshire Public Radio.
John Hawkins is the lobbyist for the Texas Hospital Association, and he expects members to kick in hundreds of thousands of dollars for their lobbying campaign.
I think it will be as aggressive as anything else we've done, probably more aggressive.
Why? Hospitals eat costs for the uninsured. In 2010, Texas hospitals swallowed $4.6 billion. But that argument isn't flying in about a quarter of states. New Hampshire House Speaker Bill O'Brien says it's just too expensive.
For states to expand Medicaid voluntarily would be like booking tickets on the Titanic.
Hospitals dropped millions in the last presidential election and are big employers. But that's not enough in the reddest states, says Tom Scully, former Medicare director.
I'd be stunned to see Southern conservative governors take the money because I think their conservative base is much stronger in those states than the hospital lobbies are.
Scully says in these states, political consequences trump everything else. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower this morning in global trading. Tokyo down 0.6%. London and Paris down about 0.3% right now. And here's a number, 66%. That's German Chancellor Angela Merkel's approval rating in a new poll of Germans. That's her highest rating since 2009. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 47 points to close at 12,896.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
So I think the best way for me to introduce our next guest is to play you a bit of one of her songs.
And I see your truth.
That's Cyndi Lauper, of course, with her hit True Colors, which came out back in 1986. Well, these days, Lauper is working on a project called the True Colors Fund, which deals with homelessness among gay youth. And one of the fund's first initiatives is to raise awareness of the issue. Cyndi Lauper joins me now here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first, tell us just about this problem that you're trying to address. You say 40% of young people who are homeless in this country are LGBT.
Up to 40%. And the reason I was so concerned is because only 3-5% of the general youth population identify as gay or transgender, which means they're getting thrown out
Thrown out of their houses.
Just thrown out of their houses, thrown out of every place, just because they're gay or transgender. That's like throwing your child out because he has brown hair or she has brown hair.
What got you involved in this in the first place?
They're kids. You don't throw kids away. You know, funny thing, the kids, I had a kid. He didn't come with a money-back guaranteed receipt. You know what I mean? Like, if I didn't like him, I couldn't bring him back.
But was there a moment that you decided to do this because of an experience that you had?
You know, I had a friend who died very young, actually of AIDS. He was thrown out of his house when he was 12 by his mom.
Wow.
And unfortunately, all the things that happen to you when you're a teenager, because you're a teenager, are magnified. So what's better is to have information, because the more information and educated that you are about your situation, the better you can proceed to help your child. So this program brings all the family in, and they all talk.
Have you faced any pushback from any of your fans?
No, I don't think about that.
Hmm.
You know, I've been around a long time, and I do things. I make music to lift people up, and if I see kids in need like this, see, this is a fixable epidemic. If you reach out to the families and they can talk to each other with educated people, and get it all out, then it's fixable. If it's not fixable, that's fine. But you don't throw away a generation. And that's why I'm so adamant about this. And yes, I'm going to advocate my ass off for these kids.
Well, Cindy Lauper, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And finally, to Milford, Massachusetts, where a guy just paid off his mortgage with pennies. According to the Milford Daily News, he and his wife walked down to the bank and dropped off more than 62,000 pennies. He says the idea started out as a hobby 35 years ago. The bank says he did a great job. Every roll of pennies was counted perfectly. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.